Today, munching in the name of research.
I'm willing to try anything one time.
What's in, what's out, and what about trends with staying power? It won't be a trend anymore, it'll be a lifestyle.
This is Straight Talk About Smart Food, a podcast about that fascinating place where food and science intersect.
Hi, and welcome to our pod. This is Straight Talk About Smart Food. And I'm Yvette Hirang. I'm the Culinary Innovations Manager of MGP. And I have my pod buddies over here.
Yeah, I'm Jen Dunn Carlson. I'm the Senior Scientist in Product Development.
I'm Rachel Matasik, also Senior Scientist in Ingredient Solutions R&D.
Okay, welcome, guys. And we're going to have fun today. Are you ready to talk about trends?
It is always fun at this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about what's in and what's out, what's hot and what's not. And later on, we're going to talk about what to look out for in 2024. So let's start about the food industry in general. What do you guys think is trending right now? And what just kind of got cold?
What do you think?
I think we can see from over 2023, like the plant-based and meat analogs got a little cold here in 2023. I think it's going to come back in 2024. And I think what we can see with that is more development of a more vegetable-based, plant-based, meaning like less from other sources and more like veggie-forward, plant-based coming at you in 2024. So I think that's one thing that, you know, was really maybe cold in 2023, really hot in 2022, and I think it's going to cycle back around here in 2024. I hope so, anyways.
I think with the work that's been done in the background on like flavors and texture innovation, yes, too, that is going to be like,
we're going to have like a 2.0 wave of plant-based, yeah, coming,
well,
in
2024. The renaissance, right, where you get that, the technological push that gives you that ability to actually make it taste good. Cause that's, I feel like people had that really tepid first experience, yeah, with plant-based, and then they're like, ah.
Yeah. A little nervous here in 2023, but if we have some good, yeah, new product in 2024. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think makes a product stay? Like what makes them trending last year and then it's still on this year, and what gives them that staying power?
I think like what Jen was saying was like, you know, if we put out product that doesn't hit the mark on texture, flavor, anything of the sorts, you're not going to get those repeat customers. And that's vital to have for the staying power. And so I think if you put in the R&D, you have the research, you've done all the tests, and you're hitting those marks on your textures, your flavors, your shelf life even, because that's a big thing of maybe it's really, really great when it first goes on the shelf. And, yeah, then, you know, a couple weeks later, you ages got something worse. Real crumbly.
Yeah. It ages worse than milk. And you're just,
yes,
like, oh.
Yeah. And so I think that's like hitting those quality markers and satisfying the customer there. But yeah.
And I think, you know, dovetailing that with trends that make things relevant all the time, like fitting in with the convenience, right? Or
exactly.
Like going, like you see convenience starting to become more popular again now that things are open and people are going back to their pre-pandemic schedules. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that rise of like, you need that convenience factor.
So it could be maybe it's a product that's really, really good, but the convenience of it. So maybe repackaging that into like a microwavable pouch, or mm-hmm, repackaging it into something that has more of that on-the-go convenience for 2024 can help, mm-hmm, with that staying power.
Exactly. I read somewhere that people are now buying prepared meals from supermarkets because, mm-hmm, they want the convenience and they want to make sure that it has all the nutrients and it's right there. And it's also affordable because it's from your supermarket.
Oh, I'm guilty of that. If we have a whole day here in the office, after going remote for an extended time in COVID, then coming back to the office, if I have a long day in the office, I do not want to go home and cook a whole meal. I mean, we're food scientists. We're working with food all day.
Exactly.
I don't want to go home and work with more food. So I'm guilty of picking up the prepared meal. And I don't care about the cost either, to be honest. I'm like, $17 for a meal? Okay.
Yeah, but it's right there.
Yeah, you just pop it in the oven.
Well,
it's
also like the flexibility of that. Like if you're trying, I mean, sort of, you see it, you've seen it with like, I don't know, with the ship to your house programs like HelloFresh or like Blue Apron or any of, or that home chef you see out of grocery stores, right? It allows people to be more conscious with their calories. Like the people that want to be health conscious, they have that convenience of being able to have someone else do it for them. But they also, but then they can have the convenience of like it heats up in one pan in one at one oven setting for like, you just throw it in and then you can do it. Or you can set it and forget it and come back and have that.
Exactly. Yeah. Ease of use and convenience is a big thing.
I think also what we're talking about here with staying power is like not all trends or all like newly introduced foods have that staying power, but we see like more of a cyclic. So like something I think is, again, coming back here in 2024 that maybe cooled off in 2023, chickpea everything. I remember like 2022. Oh, yeah. Chickpeas and everything. Yeah. Dried chickpeas, seasoned chickpeas on your salad. Yeah, chickpeas on your snacks.
Dry your own chickpeas in the oven.
Yes. Yeah. And I think
chickpea crisps.
Toss it in flavors like za'atar.
Oh my gosh. Like ranch. That, what we had at IFT, that one chickpea sample that I kept going back for, that dried chickpea with the flavor on it. What a good snack. I think that's really? Like, honestly, and talking about snacks, that's going to be huge in 2024 as well.
Yeah, snacking. Another market research study said that snacking will be a big thing in 2024. Not just regular snacking, but midnight snacking. They're putting it in different categories, a subcategory for snacks. So what do you think about that?
I mean, it makes sense, right? Like every college kid has their favorite midnight snack, right? So it's, I don't think pushing snacks into a different day part is going to be, I think it's smart marketing is what it is.
Snack all day.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened was, at least when I was a kid, like it was told like, oh, snacking is bad. You have your three meals. Don't snack in between. And then there was that research that came out in like early 2000s of like actually having like six smaller meals throughout the day is like better for your health or better for you. And then I think it turned into, well, six small meals isn't super feasible for our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So instead of that, we'll have maybe three meals that are a little smaller and snack throughout the day. Have purposeful snacks that we're having throughout the day. And honestly, I'm super guilty of snacking just constantly. I know Jen is too, because she's grazer. Always snacking.
You should see our test kitchen. It's full of snacks.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel like it's part of market research, right? You gotta stay on top of those trends.
Exactly. And I hope snacking is a trend that'll stay forever. It won't be a trend anymore. It'll be a lifestyle.
I think it's going to grow even bigger. Like, I know it's been growing over the past, like, 5 years, but I think that snack industry is about to absolutely boom.
Yeah. Well, they have been booming.
And having health-conscious snacks, too.
I think that'll be interesting. Like, you see the trends with health as, like, people age, right? Mm-hmm. And so right now with millennials, as they're hitting their, you know, mids.
Yeah.
They're mids, right? You see that they're starting to worry about those things that hit you long term. Like they want to extend healthy lifestyles because there's this push back against like medicating always to solve the problem. They want to, I think younger generations are more interested in preventative health. And so they're looking at that through diet and trying to introduce some of those things through diet. So it's like
anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. Adaptogens. You've seen that one go bananas lately, especially in like caffeinated drinks where people are wanting that indulgence, but they also want that benefit. They want something else there.
Yeah. Like you mentioned health. So what does health have to do with trends, like future trends? Like, does it have a big impact?
And so I don't know if you saw from TikTok this past year, people putting cottage cheese in everything, like whipping it up and putting it in their eggs, putting it in their tomato sauce.
You can do that, though.
You can. And the reason they're doing it is like for protein fortification. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one thing. I don't think we're going to be adding cottage cheese to everything in 2024, but I think protein fortification is huge. And so that's where that trend is going, and whether it's an at-home fortification like we're seeing with this trend, or it's, you know, the snack industry is, you know, targeting more high protein, turmeric, anti-inflammatory adaptogens,
healthy
doing food. It that way.
Healthy indulgence.
I mean, even here at MGP, we just launched snack inclusion that's high protein.
I'm excited about that.
Okay, they're really good. I just sit on there and like munch on them in my office all the time.
Okay, I'm excited.
Even unflavored. So imagine them in a snack. Like,
I can. You can. You're doing it.
I'm excited about collaborating with like other companies. Mm-hmm. They could use our inclusions, like create whatever bar you want with it and like just add it to anything.
Well, and I can't wait to see the novelty of it, right? Because I feel like soy, pea, you know, the big whey crisps, they've had their like moment, right? And they are established, but people want something interesting or different. And at least the
or
one.
Or even upcycled.
Yeah, or upcycled, right?
Upcycled is
something
another
trend. Fits into some of those other goals that they're looking for in their food, mm-hmm. like some other like non-food things like the sustainability or the upcycling or something like that, where you can, if you can find,
feel good,
yeah, the other feel good factors with your mm-hmm. food.
I think that's huge, especially within like Gen Z. And what is the generation that's coming up behind Gen Z?
Alpha.
Gen Alpha.
Oh gosh, did not
we're
know
back
that.
To alpha.
Okay, great. That makes sense. Sort of. I guess, yeah,
I feel so old.
Well, yeah. I know Gen Z and Gen Alpha, they're probably going to be wanting more of those feel-good purchases. So if we're looking more along those lines of upcycled, I think that's really going to start hitting, especially as Gen Z starts hitting the grocery store more. You know,
it's
they're becoming
come sooner
adults.
Than later.
They are adults.
They are adults. I know my little sister is an adult.
Right. She's graduating I have cousins college. That are Gen Z that have kids now. And I'm just like, stop. Please.
Crazy.
Time passes.
Stop time.
Right? Time is passing.
So, okay, we talked about what's in, about how about what's not, what's out, what's cold.
I always think flavor trends, right? You know, and so it's interesting to see what, and it's not really out, but it's like evolved, right? Like last year was hot honey everything.
I think that's staying.
Yeah. I think it's evolving. Like that sweet, spicy definitely is, but I think it'll be more like maple, like spicy maple or spicy, like a different sweet. That familiarity you've established with hot honey, and you'll see it differentiate out. It's the same way with like when you see spicy peppers, right? Now, like people drill down into regional peppers. Like there was some Calabrian chili, I think, Italian one.
Million Scovilles.
Yeah. Well, the super spicy chilies are always great. Although I think, I don't know, I like ghost chilies or scorpion chilies myself.
Okay, well, apparently sweet and spicy, sweet and hot, mm-hmm. is going to be trending in 2024.
I mean, I think it was hot in 2023 too. No pun intended. But
aha, gotcha.
Yep. But I think you're right. I think that's going to keep taking off.
Yeah. No, I think it will. But I think the delivery of it will change a little bit.
Yeah.
The chilies that are popular will change a little bit. I hope they don't stay as like, I mean, I always appreciate the regional specificity when people talk about that. But, man, like when people start – I remember when Aleppo peppers were really, really popular.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah. And Hatch chili peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think, in my opinion.
Hey, down in Texas, again, Hatch chili peppers are still very popular.
So another trend that they foresee in 2024 is collaborations. It started late last year and it got big. 2023. So I'll give an example.
You need to take that back. It didn't start late last like year. You have the Long John Silver's and A&W collaboration.
Oh, that.
Come on. Collaborations
Sorry,
are existing.
I'm not an A&W and Long John Silver's fan.
Oh, I'm not either. But
it used to be the thing we would go get, like as a little kid, as a treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Those little crispy floaters in that come with the Hush Puppies were like always.
I've literally
never
puppies.
Been there.
You've
that's
never
been there?
That's known for.
I would. That's. Not, I guess to be fair, right? You don't have to go, but I mean, you gotta try once, right? Then you can at least say I don't like it. And I've tried it, so I know.
Well, yeah, I'm willing to try anything one time. See, that's most consumers that are going around in these trends. They're willing to try anything once. So you
exactly.
have one opportunity
one
to
opportunity.
Solidify what
yep.
your product.
One try to make
yeah.
it right. Okay, back to collaboration. So a lot of food companies are collaborating with non-food companies like McDonald's and Moschino. Their apparel.
Oh.
They have McDonald's logos and the burger and the fries.
I would wear
And then
that.
There's Pop-Tarts and KFC collaborating with Crocs.
I've seen that.
I'm here
I
for
saw,
that, too.
I saw the
I want one.
Crocs.
I want a pair. And then Ben & Jerry's and Momofuku, my favorite, collaborating with Nike. I have to get a pair of that. And then the most interesting, Gucci, and Michelin starred Italian chef Massimo Bottura, they collaborated and opened up restaurants. I was like, oh, Gucci, I want to go to
a restaurant.
I want to save up my 3 month salary and
yeah,
go
no
there.
Kidding.
Gucci in a restaurant. And then another one is, I have it here, Lays and Balenciaga.
I was going to say,
Lays and Balenciaga came up with a purse.
Okay, so what's next in 2024?
So,
a car?
Maybe more. But here's a fun game I want to play with you guys. So, collaborations between food companies. I'll mention the two food companies and kind of guess what the product is that they came up with.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Campbell's and McCormick.
Ooh.
Soup and sauces and flavorings.
Yeah. Do they come out with hot sauces?
You have
sauces?
3 seconds.
A dry packet soup.
Hot sauces.
You're close. It's Frank's Red Hot SpaghettiOs. In a can. Interesting. Another one is Hershey's and Ocean Spray.
Are you talking chocolate-covered craisins?
Cranberries?
Got it. Ding, ding, ding. 10 points for Gryffindor. Oh, the interesting one. Van Leeuwen, the ice cream company.
Okay.
And Hidden Valley Ranch.
Seemingly ranch ice cream?
Oh, I've seen, yeah. I've heard of the ranch ice cream.
So apparently it's a big deal. Like you mentioned TikTok.
Oh, that's real.
They have, yes.
Ranch. I was joking.
No, ranch ice cream is real.
I need to try this.
Ranch ice cream.
I'm curious.
I want to try it.
I'll try
there's
anything
pizza
once.
There's pizza ice cream.
Ooh.
There's the ranch ice cream.
Curious.
But yeah, if they will send us
like
some, let's try it. So
are we going to see like mashed potato smoothies? I'm just imagining like ranch
that.
Ice cream. Really?
I think it's mashed potatoes or just potatoes and ice cream or french fries and ice cream.
That takes me back to drinkable soups. Remember when Campbell's had the soup in a drinkable and you would drink it on the go?
Yeah.
Like not warmed
Speaking
up.
Speaking of, now that I say remember when, I think anything nostalgic in 2024 is about
it's
to come back.
Dunkaroos. It's coming back.
Those little cheese and cracker with the little red like
Dunkaroos.
Spatula. I said Dunkaroos came back. Those are different though.
Okay.
I think there's going to be like nostalgic fruit snacks coming back, candies.
I hope so.
Pepsi went back to their old can.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they do that.
So that's some of the collaborations in the food industry. So as MGP food scientists, what do you think you can contribute, like when we collaborate with manufacturers and help give them a smart trend concept? Like what can we do as scientists to help this trend in 2024? And what should we look out for 2024?
I think MGP, especially our R&D department, and shout out to Sarah Fisher. Mm-hmm. We work really well with our customers when they're developing something. So coming at us with a new trend that they're trying to hit or mm-hmm. a collaboration that they're working on and working with our ingredients, I think we do really well already mm-hmm. about working with those customers to say, okay, here's your processing. Like, how will our ingredients fit in it? How will they work? Even like our snack inclusions, where Jen is working mm-hmm. on these trends already.
You
and
two are
putting
working
them in
on
them.
That.
Yeah. So just being able to work with our customers to say, okay, so this is what we know about our ingredients and how they process, and let us help you reach your goals to hit that quality, to have the staying power when you launch. And
I think that's what we do, right? Is like you have to make sure that what we do tastes good and what we do functions well. And then because if you have a tepid first experience, you're not going to repeat purchase.
Exactly.
And so we as the scientists make sure that it tastes good.
You have one chance.
Right.
Yeah.
One chance.
Yeah. One shot.
So, one shot. So, before we go, let's take off our food scientist hats and put on our food clairvoyant hats.
Oh.
Okay.
I want your guesses, like what you think will be that one food item or concept that'll be a hit in 2024. I'm going to write it down, put it in a time capsule. And open it up in the middle of or at the end of 2024 and see who got it right.
See, my bingo card never saw people putting cottage cheese in everything this year, so I'm not going to hit this.
Okay, give me one.
I was like, well, TikTok trends are so, like, they tend to be so quick that I bet next month you won't even see cottage cheese as a thing. People will be tired of it.
So you got cottage cheese? No.
Nah. Oh, man. I still say we're going to see sweet spicy, like maple. I want to say maple hot. Like
so sweet maple. And spicy for Jen. I'm going to write it down. And Rachel?
I think really botanical, floral kind of recipes. So things that hit heavy on rosemary or lavender or ginger.
The flowers cycle through, like which one's popular.
Whether it's drinks or, you know.
I always appreciate when it dibbles out into like food products versus not just in drinks, right? Where you see like rosemary come into like snack bars.
Yes.
Or like you see
savory snack bars.
Oh, that's my guess.
Oh, I like them.
Well, those are already coming in. I'm a big fan.
My guess for 2024 that they're polarizing. Is a meal in a bar. Mm-hmm. So I got a meal in a bar, you got sweet and spicy, and you got floral. Mm-hmm. And we'll see at the end of 2024. Okay.
What do we have on this? $5? Winner gets $5?
Yeah,
I'll buy the winner fast food pie.
I love pie.
We got witnesses. Yeah. All the listeners are witnesses. Let us know. Remind us what Rachel is giving the winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was fun. It's always nice to talk about smart food in the food industry. So I hope you join us again in the next episode of Straight Talk about Smart Food.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. MGP's food scientists are here to solve your culinary challenges. Contact us to discuss how we can help provide delicious solutions for you. Go to mgpingredients.com and click Contact Us.
This content is for informational purposes only and should not be taken as, nor is it a substitute for, professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding your diet, health, and/or medical condition. MGP Ingredients, Inc. acknowledges that third-party trademarks referenced in this podcast are the registered trademarks or service marks of their respective owners. Reference to such third-party trademarks is not intended to apply any affiliation, endorsement, sponsorship, or relationship between MGP and the respective trademark owners.